Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. On this blessed Thursday, this is Brother Nate, the Church of Christ Eliza Message, on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. Have any question about the lesson, I do my best and the Lord Jesus answers for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us, NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So I want to give this extra information here for those of you who want to get a copy of the messages that the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger. It is 75 cents per dozen. And if you want a record of Nephite book, it is $8 for the book. If you want to send money orders and write in the request of what you want, write the Church of Christ Eliza Message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. That is the Church of Christ with the Eliza Message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. If you want to call to get that order going, 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. And if you don't get no one at that number, dial area code 816-252-2343. That is area code 816-252-2343. And the fax number is area code 816-252-0143. Now, as we come together here, for those of you listening, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you, Lord, for another blessed day and opportunity you've given us to come together in your name. And dear Lord, as we go into the word today, I pray that everyone's listening, that, Lord, that your spirit will reach out and touch their hearts today. Open their eyes, Lord, to this word, to this truth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for your glory. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, touch every heart that is listening and reveal truth unto them in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we will give you all the glory, and we will give you all the honor and all the praise, and we magnify you in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Before I go into the message today, I just want to give a shout out to a new country that has joined on the here Blog Talk Radio. We've been on Blog Talk Radio for this coming December will make 7 years. And one of the things that I noticed that Blog Talk Radio does is that it lists like the top five countries that are listening to the broadcast. And so when a new one comes on and takes over, say another one, say the lowest one maybe or something like that, one is dropped off and the new one come in. But I want to give a shout out to a new one that has come on the chart board here is Germany. So for those of you that is listening to the broadcast in Germany, I want to welcome you in Jesus' name. Thank God for you. And I pray that as you continue to listen, that the Lord by his spirit through these broadcasts will touch your heart and that the word of truth will come and be revealed unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, today we're going into a message today, and this is actually going to be a three-part series because we're going to go into, quote, the three books. And the title of this message is Midnight Cry, Who Will Not Be Judged? Midnight Cry, Who Will Not Be Judged? The Lord sends a modern-day word today through his angel messenger, the Elijah, as he promised in the Bible in Matthew 17, Malachi chapter 4, 3 and 4, the book of Acts chapter 3, Revelation 14 and 6, that he's been sending this modern day word showing that he has not changed his mind on this subject as he have given to other witnesses. And the other witnesses I'm talking about is we're going to be looking at the word of the Lord today, and then we're going to the Bible, and then we're going to the record of Nephi, dealing with the other two parts. Today, we're going to go and deal with the word of the Lord, because this is titled The Midnight Cry. Now, we're living in the last hour before Christ come, and we're living in a time that will be of the darkest hour. You know, literally, midnight is supposed to be the darkest hour of the night. And so when we talk about the midnight cry, it is a cry at the darkest hour on this earth. And not talking about literal darkness, but the things that is happening and going to happen before Christ's return. Hallelujah. And the Lord has been sending his angel, the Elijah, with a word from the presence of God. Hallelujah. And this midnight cry, which is the cry of a heavenly being. You know, Matthew chapter 25 tells us in that parable, Jesus said that when the five wise and the five foolish had slept and slumbered, he said that at midnight there was a cry made. The bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Well, the question is, who made the cry? Because the wise and foolish both were asleep. So who made the cry? Well, it had to be a heavenly being that made the cry. The bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And this heavenly being, the Elijah, that Jesus has been sending from heaven with a word for his people, he is bringing it today as Jesus promised in his word. This midnight cry, which is also the extra oil, okay, that you read in Matthew 25, that the wise took, but the foolish didn't. This particular word of the Lord, I want you to hear this, what I'm about to say, before I go into the actual message. This particular word of the Lord that Jesus has been sending through the Elijah. Now hear me distinctly, because the Bible is the word of the Lord given by way of the Jews, okay, to the Jewish believer. The record of Nephi is the word of the Lord given through the Nephites and Jaredites, okay. The word of the Lord here is the word of the Lord given through the angel messenger, the Elijah. And this particular word here of the Lord that is coming through the angel Elijah is going to draw one type of Christian. Hallelujah. And that Christian is going to draw is going to be faithful, the faithful. The unfaithful is not going to be, a quote, attracted to this word. Please hear me on this. But the faithful will. This word that Jesus has been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah, is going to cause the bride in the end to be made up of the faithful. As I said to you guys on many broadcasts, in Christianity, we have preached the return of Christ, and that's true. We have preached that Christ is coming back for his bride. That also is true. But we have not preached the process of what must come about and causing the bride to come forth. And now in Christianity, many of us have made that anybody is going to represent the bride. Well, you see, that's not true. That's not true. See, the faithful is going to represent the bride. And this word that Jesus is sending through the Elijah is going to draw the faithful Christian. And the faithful Christian is going to be the ones that will make up the bride. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, this word of the Lord that Jesus had been sending through his angel messenger, hallelujah, and not by the Lord moving on men to speak. You know, the Bible tells us that the Holy Ghost moved upon men and they spake, you know, as the Holy Ghost came upon them and moved upon them. That's one way of God getting his word out, okay? But another way he has been doing is sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah, okay? Just like in Matthew 25, it was a heavenly being that made the cry, behold, the bridegroom cometh, because the wise and foolish both was have slept in slumber, okay? So the Lord is sending this word through his angel messenger. Get this, so that men, and when I say men, I'm talking about among the Christian community, so they can't point the finger at one another to say, you made this up. Hallelujah. But Jesus sent it through a heavenly being because the Christian community in general, as a whole, we are in schisms, broken up fragments, parts, divisions, you name it. And you have some that would not hear a word from someone else if they're not a member of their church. Amen. You have some Methodists who not received from Baptists, and Baptists won't receive from Methodists, and Pentecostals won't receive. You got all this breaking up. So the Lord is sending this word here through his angel messenger. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to go into the word here, the word of the Lord. And once again, our message is a midnight cry, who will not be judged? The midnight cry, who will not be judged? On July the 31st, 1968, at 1:15 a.m., the Lord decided to send his angel with a message. And this angel comes only when the Lord sends him. This angel didn't come because, you know, for example, the brother that wrote down what the angel said, Brother W.A. Drace, the angel didn't come just because Brother Drace said, come on here. The angels of the Lord don't come on our appointment. And I'm talking about us as Christians. When you are visited by an angel of the Lord, rest assured that he has come because God has sent him at that time. You understand that? And so you don't have to worry about when you pray to God and say, Lord, your angel visited me last night and said this. You don't have to worry about the Lord said, you know, I didn't even know he had showed up. Of course, the Lord is going to know why, because God sent him. So on this very day, July the 31st, 1968, the Lord sent his angel with a message. And I want to read to you the word that he gave to answer the question, who will not, not who will be, but who will not be judged. This is in the 86th message. The first verse, he says, behold, arise and write a message I will give you. I come from the Lord's presence. I speak his will. His word shall judge all men, color, and kind. The angel says, once again, being authorized by the Lord to speak, said that the Lord Jesus, his words, shall judge all men, color, and kind. So according to the Lord Jesus Christ, he's telling us that all are going to be judged. There is none that's not going to be judged.
Hallelujah. And this angel says, he said, I come from the Lord's presence. So the angel is actually telling you, say, hey, you can go pray about this and ask Jesus. Especially for those of you Christians that feel like you got a, quote, close, tight relationship with the Lord, the angel said, hey, you can go ask him. Plain and simple. Hallelujah. And see, what the Lord is doing here, one thing he's showing that he has not changed his mind. That's one thing. Because this answer, he have given other witnesses to speak unto us from the Bible and the record of Nephi. So the Lord shows that he has not changed his mind on this matter. Because you have some among the Christian community, if you were to listen to them, they act as if God changes. The Lord told us through Malachi and in Hebrews that he is Lord God. He changes not. Another reason why the Lord spoke on this and saying this through his angel messenger, to a point where some of you would even say, man, it's obvious. You know, we know this. We know that all men are going to be judged. So you start to wondering, what's the need for him to say or speak on that again? What's the purpose? Well, remember, God's protocol is to mouth two or three witnesses. And this book of the word of the Lord makes a third witness. You have the Bible, the record of Nephi, and hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. But there's another reason I want you to hear this, because the Lord dealt with me about this also. And I want you to hear this glory real closely. Hallelujah. Because I have told you guys sometime before, if you listen on past broadcasts, I told you that if you were to have all the messages and really study them and let the Lord by his spirit deal with you, one of the things you would see about these messages is that the Lord, through his angel messenger, speak to things that has become controversial among his own people in the Christian community. Did you hear what I said? If you did not, say it again. Perhaps you had the cornbread on. You said, oh, I forgot what's on. Got up and ran. Or somebody just knocked at the door and you opened the door. You know, someone just dropped something in the room, got your attention. I say it again. If you were to study the word of the Lord and allow the Holy Ghost to deal with you in this study, you will find out that one of the things that the word of the Lord does, or that God's word in this comprised book called the word of the Lord, where he sent the angel messenger thus far 120 times, you'll find out the Lord is speaking especially to things that has been controversial or that has caused a split or schism or division among his people in the Christian community. I'm not talking about among the other religions. I'm talking about among his own people. Because his own people have gotten to a point where we have fallen out with each other so bad we won't even speak to each other. Now, based on what I just told you there, here's the thing that he really more started dealing with me about. He said, and why he is speaking to things like this, where to some of you, you say, hey, that's obvious. You know, we know you said that, Lord. We know. Why you got to speak on that again? He said, because arguments have and will be growing in the Christian community on particular things. And get this. Because some among the Christian community is going to accept the teachings of other religions. Did you hear what I said? And they would try to make the Bible say whatsoever to support these religions. But the Lord, in sending this word of the Lord, is going to settle the disputes, because it's going to witness to the things that he said in the Bible. You listen, If you look at Christianity today, many parts, your heart will become grieved. Even well-known Christians, you're starting to see them just venture off in areas that you know is not of God and attaching the Lord's name to it. And see, many of them is getting caught up in this craze of the world, talking about, you know, love and peace. But you got to understand, when the world talk about love and peace, what the world is talking about. Because the world's version of love and peace means tolerate and accept. So if you got one that's teaching that Jesus can't do nothing for them and Jesus ain't nothing, the world says love them and accept, just tolerate what they said and accept. No. The world is telling you, said, don't speak the truth, which is the truth that comes from out of the mouth of God. The world said, don't speak the truth, because that's not going to be a peaceful thing. According to the world, peace and love means to accept and tolerate even what God calls sin or an abomination. So according to the world, don't speak the truth of what Christ said about anything. Just accept what these other religions say. And so it is going on now, and it will happen, that you're going to see more and more Christians are supposed to be professing Christians. They're going to become indoctrinated by these other religions. You just make sure you let it not be so with you. You're going to start hearing more about this interfaith thing. You know they got these, for example, different type of marriages. And one of them, I think, is called an interfaith marriage, where one person from one religion marry a person from another religion. Okay. Well, you're going to see more and more well-known Christians get involved in this interfaith stuff. They're going to go and join themselves to that which is unholy and that which is speaks against Christ for, quote, the sake of peace. And some of them is going to go to the lengths to try to get scripture from the Bible to justify what they're doing and these other religions. Now, some of you listening to me and saying, oh, man, that's just far-fetched, Brother Nate. I don't believe that. Well, guess what? Hold on, keep living, and watch. Amen. And see, the things that the Lord is speaking through his angel messenger is not something he speaks in vain. Because like I said, if some of you would read it, your first mind per se or carnal mind, you'd be thinking, oh, the Bible say a lot of this stuff. This ain't nothing new. But you got to understand why he's speaking many of this stuff again. Once again, his protocol is about two or three witnesses. That's one reason. And the other reason is what I told you. Once again, God is showing here, I ain't changed my mind. And see, you got people, some claiming to be Christians, displaying themselves as if God have changed his mind. Now, as I told you before, read in the message here, that all men, color and kind is going to be judged. So according to the word, no one is left out. No one is exempt. God's judiciary system is a whole lot different than man. With man's judiciary system, you can get off. You can not be judged. You can bribe your way out of stuff. Many times your color has something to do with what type of sentence you get or if you get any sentence. Okay? At all. So man's judicial system can be manipulated. You hear what I'm saying? But God's judicial system cannot. So he says that all men is going to be judged. So there's nothing you can do to bribe God. You can sweet talk him all you want to, and it's not going to work. You, me, whether you save or unsaved, all is going to be judged. Amen? None is left out. Hallelujah. And once again, we have to know the word of truth in order to stand. And some of you as Christians, you don't even have a mind to study the word. and you're going on your own strength, and you're saying to people, I know when they come up and say something to me not right, I'm going to stand. So you're trying to stand on your own strength without knowledge of the words. What's going to happen? You're going to fall on your face. Because what you're doing is you're underestimating your enemy, which is Satan, on how he used man. Because Satan, and I'm not trying to glorify him, but I'm giving you an example of how things are going. Satan has people that work for him that is what I call real smooth talkers. Smooth talkers. Can talk you to a thing and make it sound so believable, man, you'll walk away confused. And see, some of you who has taken for granted that you got the word of God there, you can study, and you won't because you feel like you're strong enough to handle whatever. You got a big, big S on your chest for Superman, and you think that nothing can take you. You're about to be in for a rude awakening. Amen. You're about to be in for a rude awakening. Because you're going to find out that some of these people that Satan is using, they're going to say some things to you that's going to sound so believable, you're going to be confused. You hear what I'm saying? You're going to be confused. And see, like, for example, as I was telling you before, about one of the reasons why God is speaking this is because, like you told me, there's going to be coming arguments. There's arguments, and they're going to be arguments. They're going to be splits in the Christian community, because you're going to find that some of them is going to become indoctrinated with these teachings of these other religions. And in the name of, quote, peace and interfaith gathering, they're going to start accepting some of these teachings of these other religions and going to try to make the word of God say it supports it. And see, many of these other religions don't believe in a judgment. You understand what I'm saying? Give you an example, Christian Science. And let me read to you what Christian Science stands on the nature and existence of hell. They got a book called SNH, I think it's Scriptures in Hell. And listen to what they says. And this is recorded and wrote down by Walter Martin, who did a study on these different religions. And in their book called Scriptures in Hell, I think it's Scriptures in Hell. Anyway, this is what they said. They said, the sinner, now listen to this, makes his own hell by doing evil, and the saint own heaven by doing right. Did you hear that? The olden opinion that hell is fire and brimstone has yielded somewhat to the metaphysical fact that suffering is a thing of mortal mind instead of body. So in place of material flames and odor, mental anguish is generally accepted as the penalty for sin. Not a judgment, okay? Mental anguish. This is what Christian Science is teaching. They teach about no judgment. But rest assured, this is what some of supposed to be for professing Christians is going to start to accept in the name of peace. I pray y'all hear what I'm trying to tell you. Because this worldly influence is influenced many in the Christian community. And some of God's people that's being influenced by this, they are not rooted in the word of God. And they are some of the same people who think that because of their, quote, supposed to be own strength, that they will be able to survive any challenge or confrontation from these other religions. But they underestimate the enemy who's using using these other religions and using people who can speak so smooth to a point that they make things believable. Hey, have you ever came across someone, you know, there's a word used for those who lie constantly and real bad, they're called a compulsive liar. Have you ever come across them? Well, if you have come across one, you notice that they can talk things so good, it's almost believable. And if you didn't watch yourself, you'd be so caught up like you'd be really believing it, and you find out they lying. Well, see, when you go in your own strength without being rooted or getting into the Word of God, you open yourself up for deception because you're going by your own senses to pick up any kind of deception. And you got to understand, you're dealing with an enemy who has had years to study man. This is why we have to have the Holy Ghost and revelation that come from the Holy Ghost, okay? Not to run around and to be dependent on our own senses, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. I want to read another one here. And I'm turning to it now. Amen. And this is another religion called Theosophical Society. Theosophical Society. Hallelujah. And this is what it says. It says, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and for that matter, the resurrection of all mankind, leave no room for theosophical dogma of concurrent reincarnations. The Theosophical Society believe in concurrent reincarnations. We indeed concur with the Apostle Paul. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. 1 Corinthians 15 and 19. The souls of the dead do not pass through various reincarnations as theosophy contends. So Theosophical Society believe in various reincarnations. Ain't talking about no judgment. So you die, you know. You die as Fred and you may come back as a bird or a cow. Amen. And many of these religions believe this reincarnation. Hinduism, you know, Buddhism believe in this reincarnation. So you go talking about final day judgment and judgment. They throw a reincarnation and talk about some rebirth. But people, you must understand that this is some of the stuff that has and will be accepted even by some supposed to be Christians. Many of us are taken for granted why the Lord said, even in the Bible, he said, study to show thyself approved. What did he tell you that for? Why did he tell us that? So we can show how great we are? No. No. So we can be equipped with the word to be able to stand. That word may be rooted in us and we speak that word. See, Satan cannot overpower the word of God. You notice in his confrontation with Christ, what made him back off and come with something else to Christ? Every time Jesus said, it is written. When he told Satan, it is written, he had to come with something else. Okay, he couldn't continue to come with that same temptation. He had to come with something else because Jesus kept saying, it is written. And he, okay, I got to come with something else now. Amen. He can't overpower the word of God. You hear what I'm saying? I want to read from another message. And this is called Message 103, dealing with what we're talking today. Hallelujah. Jesus sent this word out March the 25th, 1987, 9:40 a.m. And according to Brother Draves, the angel was with him approximately almost 2 hours, 9:40 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. So he was really with him about an hour and 35 minutes, okay?
And I want to read to you one of the things he said. He said, it is given for man once to live, once to die in this life of probation, being judged according to the deeds done in the flesh while here. Well, where's the here he's talking about? Here on this earth. Each destiny his own destiny. See, he says, given for man once to live and once to die. Well, as I read to you, for example, by the Theosophical Society, and then these other religions like Buddhism and Hinduism, all that, that believe in reincarnation, that's against the scripture of what the Lord said. The Lord said it's given for man once to live, once to die, not for man to keep going through these rebirth cycles. You die, man, come back a crow. Well, you once was an animal and you die, you come back a human. That stuff, that God don't operate like that. But once again, and some of you that's listening, you don't have to believe me, and watch. You're going to be surprised with some of the people who you thought about as being Christians. You're going to be surprised at some of the stuff they're going to come and tell you about what they have accepted. And you're going to be like, where did you get that from? And when you find out, you're going to be like, hey, that ain't what Jesus said. And they're going to come up with something to try to justify them accepting that. Because, see, right now, you got to listen to this, people. The spirit of the world is, quote, influencing the church. And you got, you know, just like for this homosexuality stuff. The world say, hey, we accept it. And now they have talked at the Christians, so now you find that some of the Christians are accepting it. Some of the Christians are even scared to talk about it. It's amazing how many times. Now, here's the world. The world, they're going to come at you. I'm just going to plain to tell you. And especially you Christian leaders that's well known. The world going to come at you, and they're going to pop their question on you, and they're going to be like, what do you think about homosexuality, same-sex marriage, and all that? And they're going to pop that on. And see, what has happened, they have gotten many Christians so scared, knees knocking together, living in Chickenville, okay? They got them so scared to even speak up to say, hey, the Lord says abomination, and I agree with the Lord because whatever he say, he's right. They have gotten them so scared that you hear some of them say, well, I'm not going to comment on that now. Why not? I tell you why. Because some of them is getting, quote, fame, and they liking it. I'm talking about his gospel singers now. We ain't talking about, just think for a second, we ain't talking about the secular world. I'm talking about as gospel singers. Because if you look at gospel music today, look at the change. And it ain't a change for the better, neither, Pete. And so now gospel music is becoming, quote, more famous. And it's not about a ministry anymore. It's about a business and becoming famous and becoming well-known. That's what it has turned into. So you get some of these well-known Christians who is getting all this publicity and this notoriety, who's now the world going to say, hey, we better pop this question on you. What do you think about same-sex marriages? What do you think about this and that? And now you're finding some of the Christians say, well, you know, I'm not going to speak on that right now. And then here's the other thing they say. I'm not going to talk on it because I'm not God. Listen, the person that's asking you the question did not ask you, was you God? Amen. The person didn't ask you, was you God? The person asked you, what did you think about same-sex marriage, homosexuality? Just like if they asked me, I said, you know what? I think what God thinks. And the Lord says abomination in his sight. He don't accept it. And therefore, I know that he knows what he's doing and what he's saying, so I don't accept it. Point, simple as that. But you got some Christians, and you can see it on them, that they're afraid to even speak up on it. And it's not that many of them don't know the truth. They do. That's just in case some of you want to say, well, maybe they don't know the truth. Oh, some of them know the truth. In fact, I'm thoroughly convinced that the majority of them, they know the truth. But when you feel like you got a good thing going on, then you're going to either plead the fifth
claim that you're not going to speak on it now, or you'll say, well, listen, I'm not God. Didn't nobody ask you, were you God? Did not Jesus say, go and preach the gospel? Did he say you have to be God to go preach the gospel? No. Amen. What if they approach you and say, you know, there's these people that go preaching the gospel of Christ. What do you think about it? What are you going to say? Well, I'm not God, but, you know, I want to speak on. Is that what you're going to say, Christian? Supposedly Christian, is that what you're going to say? See, what I'm showing you is that your answer to the same-sex marriage is nothing but a cop-out. You're living in Chickenville, okay? You're afraid. This is not what you want to call it, a renegade message or something. The Lord said it through Jude, he said, contend for the faith that once was delivered to the saints. And see, some of you as Christians think that being a Christian is being passive. Once again, I said before, you're in for a rude awakening. And he said in this 103rd message, he said, it is given for man once to live, once to die in this life of probation, being judged according to the deeds done in the body, in the flesh, while here. So according to the Lord, if you're living here on earth, you're going to face judgment. Period. It's no exemption. So those you listening today, if you're being talked to by somebody that's trying to make you think that there'll be no judgment, they're telling you about reincarnations and all this stuff, well, the Lord has sent this word today for you to let you know that that person that's telling you that is absolutely wrong. That is not the word of God. Now, you got a decision whether you're going to accept the word of God or their word. You get what I'm saying? Because the Lord is not going to force you to accept truth. He gives truth, and he tells us that now you choose. You choose. And much of these other religions speak against a judgment. And some of them is telling you about, oh, reincarnation. You're going to go through a cycle of rebirths. Now, the word of God don't say nothing about that, people. It don't say nothing about that. See, I'm not taken by people talking about they in the church. I watch is your life. I'm not talking about watching it to criticize you. I watch it to see. They're just like, when you get people that say they are Muslim, what do people do? They watch them to see what they do or live like a Muslim live. Okay? And see, you got these things where that you see this with some Christians this day and time, and they're getting caught up in stuff where curses are coming on because they're joining themselves to things that's unholy in the sake of peace. In the sake of peace. Amen. If you say, for example, men, if you got a guy that you grew up with and been good friends with, and you helping him do some things that really is really stealing, okay? And you're joining yourself to him because he's your good buddy. Well, guess what? You're going to open the door for a curse to come on you because you're being a partaker of helping him steal. So my advice to you is to repent and turn from him, because if not, you're going to face the penalty for that. Because it's just like accessory. You know, if a man robbed a bank and they found out you the one that drove him there, and then you're going to wait for him to pick him up or something. You see, you're known as an accessory. Even though you didn't, quote, physically rob the bank yourself, you was a partaker in helping them. And that's accessory. And some of y'all know in some of these states, accessory carry a big penalty of years, okay? Just the fact that you helped this person do this thing, some of these states said, we're going to penalize you for that. Amen. You have to be, and the Lord, like I said, the midnight cry, who would not be judged? The Lord is showing in this last hour, he has not changed his mind. Don't you be listening to people who making you think God has changed on stuff that he spoke on before and stood on and like he's changed. Don't you go for that. That person's a false prophet or a liar. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, people, this thing is for real. And you're going to see more and more Christians start taking on these, they're going to become indoctrinated by these other religions. See, that's why the Masonic Order, they embrace all these religions. See, as a Christian, they'll talk to you and make you think that the only thing they're reading from is the Bible. And no, they ain't. They had the Bible in there, but they had all these other religious books in there too. That they believe in and joining all that together. Now, if you were to be taken to heaven right now, and the Lord let you walk around there for a good while, you will find out there's no Buddhist teaching in heaven. There's no Islamic teaching in heaven. There's no Christian Science teaching. There's no Scientology. None of that. The Lord is not about embracing all these religions. You can counsel it if you think he is, because you ain't talking about the same true and living God. But see, you got some Christians trying to get people to embrace this and telling like all people is good with God and going to go with God. But no, that ain't true. That's not true, people. Hallelujah. So at this midnight hour, the Lord answers the question, who would not be judged? God said everybody, all going to be judged. All going to be judged according to this, to the deeds that you have done in the flesh while you are here on this earth. Okay? You're going to be judged. So quit letting people like the Theosophical Society, Christian Science and all this, tell you all this stuff to make you think that there would be no judgment. You need to quit listening to them. Some of you may say, well, I got kin folks in that. Pray for them. Don't get joined in that. You trying to keep Cousin Bobby from saying something bad about you because y'all grew up real close. But Cousin Bobby is into Christian Science, a Theosophical Society, and all these other things, you name it. And see, you trying to please Bobby. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, Lord said, I'll be back with part two to this. And we either going to be coming from the Bible, the rest of the Nephite tomorrow, whichever way the Lord have for me to go. But I want to stress and reiterate to you the importance of knowing that everyone's going to be judged. You're not going to escape to the judicial system of the Almighty God. This is not man's judicial system. You can't pay God off. You can't bribe him. You can't sweet talk him. You can't do something so extraordinary to have him going, wow, I'm not going to judge you. You can counsel that. That's not happening. He said, all going to be judged. Ain't nobody escaping the judging system. Like I said, here in the natural, people have done things and gotten ways to where they have escaped the judicial system, okay? But see, with the Lord, that's not going to be the case, people. That's not happening. You're not going to escape his judicial system. You're going to face it, amen? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we once again thank you. Even though it's the end of the broadcast, it's not the end of your word. And we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity you've given us and blessed us at this time, Lord God, where that, hallelujah, we was able to go into the word together. So, Father, I pray that as I have planted the seed that you will water it and bring forth the increase. So, Lord, I just give you all the glory, all the honor and all the praise, and I magnify you because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for another broadcast. Like I said, the Lord said the same. I'll be back tomorrow with part two of this. So once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Alive, the message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.